When President Obama came to office, relations between the U.S. and Russia were hardly warm. So Obama tried to turn up the thermostat just a little. He worked out deals with his counterpart, President Dmitry Medvedev, on arms control, supply lines to Afghanistan, sanctions on Iran. He also helped Russia gain access to the World Trade Organization. And so here's what Medvedev said, speaking through a translator here, about the state of the relationship after a bilateral meeting in March.
I told Berg that despite the fact that reset that has been largely debated over the past three years get different assessments, I still believe that it was an extremely useful exercise, and we probably enjoyed the best level of relations between the United States and Russia during those 3 years than ever during the previous decades.
That was March. No one could have predicted, though, that Syria would rise up and then wreck the mutual admiration diplomacy that Medvedev was talking about there. Earlier this week, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton accused Russia of providing attack helicopters to assist the Assad regime. And then yesterday, Secretary Clinton reiterated Russia could sacrifice its interests in the Middle East if it doesn't support the international community's push for regime change in Syria.
They put all of that at risk if they do not move more constructively right now.
The proxy battles of the Cold War, could they be now resuming in the Middle East? All this comes, of course, as President Obama and Vladimir Putin prepare to meet for the first time as presidents during a summit next week in Mexico. We're joined now by James Collins, former U.S. ambassador to Russia. James, a pleasure to talk to you.
Good to be with you, Celeste.
Let's kind of chart this course of this relationship between the U.S. and Russia. Is it a fair assumption to say that when Bush left office, U.S.-Russia relations were not on great terms? And is it equally fair to say they became warmer or they got closer under Barack Obama?
Well, I think it's fair to say that at the end of the Bush administration, the relations were about as bad as they'd been at any time since the end of the Cold War. And I also think that when President Obama came in, he was determined to try to improve the relationship and make it more productive. I prefer productive to, you know, warmer or whatever. And I think he's achieved that.
But, I mean, it can't be only Syria that has led to a distancing of this relationship. Obviously, we remember Putin making remarks blaming Secretary of State Hillary Clinton when there was the uprising and the unrest after the elections there.
Well, I don't think one can oversell reset. And I think it's certainly the case that it had some very important successes in addressing issues that had divided the two countries, but it didn't resolve all the issues. One issue that's not being mentioned much today, but is really there on the agenda, is missile defense. It remains an unresolved issue, and it was the one that was identified by both President Medvedev and President Obama right at the beginning. Syria has further complicated it, but the whole relationship and attitude and approaches to the Arab Spring over the last year and a half have not been, let's say, coincidental almost from the outset. We had big division over Libya in the end, and Syria is, I would say, a continuation of that.
That's James Collins, former U.S. ambassador to Russia, also with us, Ellen Berry, Moscow bureau chief for a partner at The New York Times. And Ellen, I understand there's a little confusion. We mentioned the attack helicopters that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton mentioned Russia was sending to Syria, but there's a little bit of vagueness on when these helicopters are actually sold to Syria.
Right. We obviously don't know what intelligence she was referring to, but it appears that this may have been a repair job. A very large number of the Syrian army's helicopters are Russian produced, and they have ongoing contracts to repair them. So it may have been that these were being shipped back after repairs in Russia.
Nonetheless, Russia has said that they may also be shipping them back to Syria, and they have no intention of stopping any kinds of arms payments because there's no sanctions coming out of the UN.
The Russian position actually is that what they are providing, the deals that are now coming through, are exclusively anti-aircraft weapons. This has been the Russian official position. So what they say is we are only providing them currently with weapons that can be used for against an outside invasion.
Which obviously would complicate any kind of no-fly zone that an international body would try to establish. Let me go back to you, Jim. The strategic implications of Syria for Russia are obviously very high. They have the only naval base, Russia's only naval base in the Mediterranean there. And yet I wonder what you think of Secretary Clinton's point that the tide has already turned against Assad, and that by even implicitly supporting him, Russia is endangering its interests in the Middle East. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that is certainly the American view. At the same time, I don't think that Mr. Putin or the Russians in general share it. I think they are very uncertain what is going to emerge in Syria, but they would prefer to have a situation in which you do not have simply the departure of the current regime in Syria and a replacement by a total unknown. And what they fear, I think, is chaos. I've heard many of them say that they believe that if the Assad regime goes, not necessarily Mr. Assad, but the regime, that they face a situation which will be totally out of control and will create even worse conditions than what you have now. Now, we don't agree with that. I mean, the American government clearly doesn't agree with that. But that, I think, is the assessment they have. And it's a kind of assessment that they make often in such cases.
Well, Ellen, let me ask you, what is the Russian people's view of this? Obviously, there's a lot of sympathy in the U.S. for the Syrian people. What do the Russians think?
Well, I will say that this conflict has not been getting a lot of bandwidth in the Russian media. To the extent that it has, it's really falling in line with a longstanding sort of almost principled view that Western intervention often has sort of self-interested motives behind it, and, you know, an echo of Russia's stance in Libya, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and in Serbia before that.
Echoes of the Cold War there as well. Ellen Berry, Moscow Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, speaking to us from Moscow, and James Collins, former U.S. ambassador to Russia. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks very much.